the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, January the 4th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The bitter cold on the East Coast escalates with today's forecast bomb cyclone. Also on the rundown, we take a look at how raising the minimum wage can help teens and their families. And are today's young gamers tomorrow's problem gamblers? Now our top story, folks in the Northeast today preparing for windy, whiteout conditions and potential power losses. The New York Times reports a storm referred to by some meteorologists as a bomb cyclone for its sudden drop in atmospheric pressure prompted flight cancellations up and down the East Coast. The Times reports it also forced dozens of school districts to cancel or delay classes along the path of the storm, including today in New York City. The National Weather Service forecasts that blizzard warnings would take effect along the Virginia coast Wednesday, with travel very dangerous to impossible. And today, blizzard conditions expected to begin in parts of Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. Leaders in Arizona's Latino community are speaking out against President Donald Trump's presumptive nominee to head the Council on Environmental Quality.
Critics say Kathleen Hartnett White's record and positions make her a poor choice to head the agency that advises the White House on environmental policy. Misavi Perea with Chispa, Arizona, part of the League of Conservation Voters, says Hartnett White, as Texas's Director of Environmental Quality, directed staff to falsify data on radiation levels in drinking water to avoid telling local residents about cancer risks more than 20 times higher than the allowable federal standard.
It was very sad. She didn't protect the kids and the families that drink water in Texas. And it was a cancer risk, and she didn't care. She was just trying to do what the corporations tell her to do.
In 2011, Ms. Hartnett White told a Houston TV station that she directed staff to subtract the margin of error in the radiation tests because she disagreed with the science on health effects that had been used, and she thought it would cost communities too much money to comply with clean water standards. Since the Senate did not vote to advance Hartnett White's nomination in the fall, she will now have to be renominated by the president. I'm Suzanne Potter.
After she testified at a hearing in the Senate late last year, more than 300 scientists sent a letter to the committee opposing Hartnett White's nomination. Could pressure from special interests be undermining policy decisions about wildlife conservation? That's the conclusion of some new research. Eric Galatis has more.
Pressure from special interests is undermining policy decisions about wildlife conservation, according to a report from the Endangered Species Coalition. And the report says that influence is getting stronger as industry officials have taken leadership positions in the Trump administration. Haley Hawkins with the coalition says the Endangered Species Act mandates that the best available science be tapped to help preserve wildlife and plant species.
And unfortunately, as we see in our report, that's not what's always happening. Our decision makers are caving to politically powerful special interests to the detriment of endangered species, conservation, and the American people.
The report analyzes conservation decisions on 10 imperiled fish, plant, and wildlife species over the past decade, spanning the Obama and Bush administrations. It says science was either ignored or suppressed as a result of special interest lobbying.
And a new study says raising the minimum wage has little impact on teen unemployment, but it can have a big impact on teens and their families.
18 states saw their minimum wages increase on January 1st, but Massachusetts wasn't among them. A bill in the state legislature would raise the minimum to $15 an hour by 2021, and if that fails, the issue could be on the ballot in November. And while teens are only 12% of minimum wage workers in the state, Noah Berger of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center says for many, it would mean a boost for their entire family.
Those 12% who are teenagers, their income is an important part very often of their family income, of being able to help their family to pay for basic necessities.
The study found that working teens and families with total earnings below $47,000 a year bring in almost 18% of the family income. Opponents of raising the minimum wage claim it would put many teens out of work. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The study found that overall, economic trends have a much bigger impact on teen employment rates than minimum wage hikes. And finally, Roz Brown tells us a study underway to determine the extent of New Mexico's gambling problem and whether it's attracting more young people because today's casino games are more likely to resemble video games.
Rebecca Beardsley with the Responsible Gaming Association of New Mexico says a study examines the possibility that advances in technology are putting young people at risk for gambling addiction because they were raised in the age of electronics. She says since the last study in 2006, technology has dramatically changed the gaming industry.
And they seem to be catering more to the younger up-and-coming gamblers. And so what they're doing with a lot of the slot machines is they are modeling them after video games.
The study is being financed by the Responsible Gaming Association of New Mexico, a group created and funded by several tribes to help combat problem gambling.
The 2006 New Mexico study estimated as many as 15,000 women and 24,000 men in the state could be considered problem gamblers. New Mexico has a state lottery, horse racing tracks, and gambling is also legal at casinos on reservations. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.